Welcome back to the deep dive. I want you to picture a scenario for a second. It is, say, 9:00 a.m. on a Tuesday.
Okay.
You're the director of marketing, or maybe an administrator at a mid-sized university. You haven't even finished your first coffee, and your inbox is just screaming at you.
Oh, yeah, the classic morning barrage.
Exactly. The dean of engineering wants a podcast series to highlight their new research facility.
Yeah.
The admissions team is panicking because they need, like, 30 distinct TikToks for the new nursing program.
By Friday, of course.
By Friday.
Yeah.
And the Alumni Association is begging for a video newsletter because nobody is opening their emails anymore. And your team is, what, two people? And your budget was probably set in 2015.
It's the nightmare scenario. And, you know, it is the reality for almost every educational institution right now. We call this the content saturation problem.
It just feels like a losing battle. Being a good school isn't enough anymore. You effectively have to be a media production company.
You do.
You have prospective students living on TikTok, current students who want their course materials to feel like Netflix, and alumni who need constant engagement.
And here's the structural problem with that. The distribution channels, YouTube, Spotify, Instagram Reels, they have infinite shelf space. They're these hungry beasts that need to be fed daily.
Right.
But producing high-quality content, that's a linear process. It requires humans, scripts, cameras, editing bays. It is slow, and it is expensive.
So today, we're going to see if we can break that linear bottleneck. We're looking at a stack of sources that smash two very different worlds together. On one side, we have this heavy lifter of EdTech, Class 365.
Right. And for those who aren't in the weeds of educational software, Class 365 is a massive player. It's a unified education management platform.
So it's kind of like the operating system for a school.
That's a great way to put it. It handles the student information system, the SIS, yep. The learning management system, the LMS, the CRM, basically everything from admission to alumni.
So it holds all the data. It's the engine. But then we're introducing a new piece to the puzzle. Auto Content API. Now, looking at the documentation here, this isn't just another ChatGPT wrapper, is it?
No, and that is the most crucial distinction we need to make today. The sources describe Auto Content API as an industrial engine for content creation. It's not a chatbot where you sit and have a conversation.
Okay.
It's infrastructure, a headless tool that takes raw data like text, PDFs, or URLs, and programmatically turns them into podcasts, videos, and social shorts.
So the mission for this deep dive is pretty specific then. We want to figure out what happens when you plug that industrial content engine directly into the Class 365 ecosystem.
Exactly.
Can we actually move from just managing student records to communicating with them at a scale that just shouldn't be humanly possible?
That is the goal. We're exploring the shift from manual creation, which is causing all that burnout we talked about, to automated transformation.
All right, let's get into the weeds. I want to start where the money is. Enrollment.
The lifeblood of any institution.
Precisely. Class 365 has a CRM module, and it's designed to boost enrollments. It manages leads, tracks applications, all that logical stuff. But here's the problem. In 2026, logic doesn't sell.
Vibes sell.
Vibes sell. Students are not reading 800-word course descriptions on a static landing page.
No, they're not. They're scrolling. The attention span has shifted entirely to vertical video. If you're not on TikTok or YouTube Shorts with engaging content, you are effectively inaudible to a huge chunk of your demographic.
But going back to our stressed administrator, schools just lack the budget to produce the 3 to 5 videos a day that the algorithms demand.
They absolutely do.
So explain this Shorts endpoint the API offers.
Yeah.
How does integrating this with Class 365 solve the problem without bankrupting the admissions office?
It's all about asset transformation. So imagine you have that, you know, that boring marine biology course description sitting inside Class 365. It's just text.
Introduction to coral reef ecosystems. Total snore.
Exactly. With the API integration, the system can crawl that text. It identifies the key themes, coral reefs, ocean conservation, marine life. It then pulls relevant stock footage, generates a script that's actually punchy, overlays a voiceover, and boom.
A video comes out.
A 60-second vertical video, 9.16 format, ready for phones.
Okay, hold on. My skepticism radar is pinging here. A faceless video generated by an API.
Mm-hmm.
Does this actually look good, or does it look like, you know, cheap robotic spam?
A valid fear.
Because if it looks like spam, you're damaging the university's brand.
Oh, for sure. And 2 years ago, yes, it would have looked terrible. But the V3 models we're seeing now are different. They use AI avatars with synchronized lip-syncing, auto-generated subtitles that match the pacing of social trends. The whole faceless channel concept is huge right now.
What do you mean by a faceless channel?
It means the content isn't reliant on one specific star or influencer. It's about the information and the visual hook. A university could generate distinct videos for the engineering program, the arts program, and the business school, all running at the same time, without needing to hire actors or book a studio.
Okay, but even if the quality is passable, video is notoriously expensive to render. If I'm a university, I'm worried about the bill at the end of the month.
And that's where the math gets really, really interesting. Let's look at the ROI mentioned in the sources. If you produce a short video manually hiring a freelancer or using your internal team, you're looking at anywhere from $50 to $300 per video.
Right, and that's if you're being scrappy.
Exactly. Now, the Auto Content API, it operates on a credit model. To generate one of those short videos, it costs roughly 400 credits. On their business plan, that works out to be about 4 euros.
4 euros versus $300.
It's a greater than 90% reduction in cost.
That changes the entire strategy. If a video costs $300, you have to be so precious about it. You have meetings about the script, you worry about the lighting.
Of course.
If it costs 4 euros, you can just throw spaghetti at the wall.
Precisely. The sources call it creative testing at scale. You can produce hundreds of variations to see what actually hooks a student. Maybe a serious documentary-style clip works better for the law program.
But a fast-paced animated style works better for graphic design.
Exactly. You can test that hypothesis for the price of a sandwich.
And because Class 365 is the source of truth, it holds all that course data. You don't even have to copy-paste anything. The API just grabs the data and does the work.
That's the beauty of the integration. It creates omni-channel ubiquity. The school appears everywhere the student is, automatically.
Okay, so we've got them enrolled. They saw the TikTok. They clicked the link. Now they're actually in the classroom. This brings us to part two. Revolutionizing the LMS, the learning management system.
This is an area that is so ripe for disruption. Class 365 has a robust LMS. It manages curriculum, assessments, all of that. But we have to be honest about the state of most LMS content.
It's a PDF graveyard.
It really is.
I remember in college just opening the portal and seeing row after row of reading 1.pdf, reading 2.pdf. I love reading, but staring at a 50-page academic paper on a laptop screen, my eyes just glaze over.
And that leads to low dwell time. Students open it, scan it, and close it. They are engaging.
So how does the API fix a boring PDF?
This is where we get into what the sources call the Notebook LM API alternative functionality. You might have seen Google's Notebook LM recently.
Or it sounds like two podcast hosts discussing the document. It's shockingly realistic.
It is. So Auto Content API provides an enterprise-grade version of that. A professor uploads a complex textbook chapter into the Class 365 LMS. The API ingests that document.
And turns it into a podcast.
An engaging audio overview or even a two-person podcast dialogue.
I love this concept. So let's say I'm a student. I have a long commute. Instead of forcing myself to read that PDF at my desk later, I can listen to a banter-filled summary while I'm driving to class.
Exactly. It makes the lesson bingeable. It turns homework into a radio show. And because it creates a dialogue, a back and forth between two AI agents questioning each other, it actually mimics the Socratic method.
That would increase retention, I'd imagine.
Absolutely. It feels like a seminar, not a lecture.
That is a huge quality of life upgrade. But I noticed something else in the sources about languages. Class 365 is used in 130 countries, right?
Yes. And think about the international student experience.
Right.
Say you're a student from China studying in the UK. You're sitting in a physics lecture. You're trying to understand complex quantum mechanics, but you're also doing mental translation of English in real time. The cognitive load is massive.
Oh, that sounds exhausting. I get tired just ordering coffee in a second language, let alone learning physics.
Exactly. So the Auto Content API supports over 50 languages. The system can take that English lecture transcript and instantly translate and resynthesize it into Mandarin, Hindi, Spanish, whatever the student needs.
And we aren't just talking text translation here. We're talking audio.
Full audio. So that immersive classroom experience Class 365 promises, it suddenly becomes immersive in the student's native language. It breaks down the language barrier instantly. It's an equity tool, really.
That is wild. It's like having a universal translator for your entire degree. And again, the professor didn't have to do anything extra. They just uploaded their normal notes.
That is the key. No extra work for the faculty, massive gain for the student.
Okay, moving on. We've covered getting them in and teaching them. Now let's talk about the long game. Part 3, alumni and corporate training.
The long tail of education.
Class 365 has a dedicated graduation and alumni module, which makes sense. Alumni are your future donors.
Yeah.
But usually alumni engagement just means I get a generic newsletter once a quarter asking for money.
Which I'm sure you delete immediately.
I delete it. Everybody deletes it. It's static. It's impersonal.
But imagine this pivot. Instead of a text newsletter, the API takes those updates, student achievements, new buildings, research breakthroughs, and converts them into a university news podcast.
Okay, a podcast is better than a newsletter, but is that enough?
Here's the kicker. The sources mention voice cloning technology.
Oh, this is where it gets a little sci-fi.
It really does. The institution can clone the voice of the university president or the dean with their permission and strict security, of course. So when the alumni listen to the update, they aren't hearing a generic robot.
They're hearing the dean.
They are hearing the familiar voice of the leader they know giving them updates.
So it's the dean whispering in your ear, essentially.
Ideally not whispering. But speaking directly to you, it maintains that human connection, which is crucial for fundraising and community, but it removes the time cost. The dean doesn't have to sit in a recording booth for 3 hours.
It feels a little uncanny, but I totally see why it works. Connection scales. Now, what about the corporate side? Class 365 is also used for corporate learning. Mm. And if we're being honest, corporate training is usually even more boring than college textbooks.
It can be, yes. And in the corporate world, speed is everything. You can't be teaching material that's 6 months old. This is where the deep research endpoint comes into play.
Deep research, that sounds intense. How is that different from just asking ChatGPT a question?
It's significantly more powerful. A standard chatbot just predicts the next word. The deep research endpoint actually uses agents to browse the live web. It can read the Financial Times, check SEC filings, look at real-time market data.
So it's not hallucinating, it's checking its facts.
It creates structured output with citations. So imagine a corporate training portal on Class 365. You could set up a workflow to auto-generate a daily morning briefing podcast for employees.
Based on what happened in the market while they were sleeping.
Exactly. Here are the top three moves in our industry today. The API does the research, synthesizes the findings, writes the script, and produces the audio. The workforce stays educated with zero manual effort from the HR team.
That is the dream. Instead of HR nagging people to do training, they're providing a service that actually helps people do their jobs better.
It shifts the LMS from a repository of static files to a dynamic intelligence engine.
So we have talked about all these amazing features, faceless videos, audio summaries, deep research, but I want to get under the hood for a second. Why do these two specific tools, Class 365 and Auto Content, fit together so well? Why not just use a bunch of different AI tools?
It really comes down to architecture. We call it an API-first fit.
Okay, let's allow the expert to geek out for a minute. You keep using that term, headless or API-first. Break that down for someone who isn't a coder. What does that actually look like?
Sure. Think of a restaurant.
Okay, I'm hungry.
A normal AI tool like ChatGPT or Jasper is like the dining room. You go in, you sit down, you look at a menu, you order, you wait. It requires your presence and your time.
Right.
Headless is just the kitchen. There is no dining room, no waiters. You just send an order ticket in through a window, that's the API, and the food comes out the other side instantly.
So because there's no front of house.
That kitchen can cook 10,000 meals an hour instead of 50.
That is a great analogy. So Auto Content is the ghost kitchen of content.
Exactly. It's designed to run completely in the background.
Okay, so let's trace the workflow, the automation dream, as the sources call it.
So an administrator uploads a PDF syllabus to Class 365. That's the trigger.
Okay. Normal part of their job.
Right. A webhook, which is just a digital signal, maybe running through a tool like Make.com or Zapier, pings the Auto Content API, says, hey, kitchen, here's a new file. Cook it.
And the kitchen gets to work.
The API wakes up. It ingests the PDF. And then minutes later, it shoots back a quiz, a study guide, a podcast summary, and an intro video.
And where do all these things go?
They appear directly in the student portal on Class 365.
So the administrator didn't have to click generate 5 times. They didn't have to prompt an AI.
Not at all. They just did their normal job uploading the syllabus, and the content multiplied itself. That's headless content production.
It feels like magic, but it's just really good piping.
And it's scalable. We touched on the costs earlier, but the credit model is key here. The business plan is listed at 108 euros a month for 10,000 credits.
108 euros a month.
Yeah.
That's nothing for a university. That's a rounding error.
For the price of one single freelancer hour, a school can run a daily podcast for a month. That is why this fits. It allows schools to operate like media conglomerates on a nonprofit budget.
It really creates an efficiency that we haven't seen before. It removes the friction between having knowledge and sharing knowledge.
That's the perfect way to put it.
So let's wrap this up. Mm-hmm. If you're a Class 365 user, or really anyone in education looking at this tech, what are the big takeaways? What should they be writing down?
I think there are three main pillars here. First is omnichannel ubiquity. You can finally be present on Spotify, TikTok, YouTube, and in the inbox all at once without hiring a massive media team.
Which is crucial for survival in the attention economy. You have to be where the eyes and ears are.
Second is radical efficiency. We are talking about reducing content production costs by over 90%. But it's not just about saving money. It's about freeing up budget and time for things that actually require humans, like mentorship, research, and counseling.
Right. Let the AI make the video so the human can have the conversation.
Right.
And the third?
Student success. At the end of the day, this isn't just about marketing. Turning boring text into interactive, multimodal assets, podcasts, videos, translations, actually helps people learn. It meets the student where they are, in the language they speak, on the device they use.
And that's the whole point of education, right? To transfer knowledge effectively. Now, before we go, I have a thought I want to throw at you. We've talked about how this creates basically infinite content. If production is instant and cheap, aren't we just going to drown everyone in noise?
That is the risk.
If every PDF becomes a podcast, isn't that just too much?
It could be. But here's the flip side. If the content saturation era means the barrier to growth is no longer production capacity because the API makes production infinite, then the value of an educational institution shifts.
Shifts to what?
It shifts from delivering content to curating the truth. If AI can generate 1,000 lectures, the university's value isn't in the lecture itself anymore. The value is in knowing which one is accurate, which one matters, and guiding the student through the noise.
So the institution becomes the editor, not just the printer.
Exactly.
Ooh, that was a heavy thought. The school as the editor of truth in an AI world. I like that. It gives the humans a very important job, no matter how good the AI gets.
It's the only way to stay relevant.
Well, on that note, we are going to sign off. We want you to think about your own workflows, whether you're in a school or a business. What is that one document you wish you could turn into a podcast right now?
Probably that compliance manual sitting on your desk.
Definitely the compliance manual. Nobody reads that thing.
Thanks for listening to The Deep Dive. We'll catch you next time.